Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA, talking Indianola boys wrestling with head coach Clint Manny, doing our season preview. And coach, a really great season last year, qualified to state duels, had some great showings at state, and you bring back a decent amount of talent, but you also did lose some standouts from last year. It's kind of a nice mix. What are your thoughts coming into this season?
Yeah, you pretty much summed it up right there, Andrew. You know, we're excited about the guys we have returning, but we're realistic and know that some holes left by our senior class from last year. Several of those guys are now wrestling at the college level, which is exciting to go and watch and watch them develop at the next level. So, but yeah, we've got some good young talent coming. We've got some guys with varsity experience coming back that I know will pay dividends to them as the season rolls on here.
Well, the young guys, obviously, at some of the lower weights were big for you last year, just in terms of finding points when you needed them against certain teams, but it did feel like you kind of had that gauntlet in the middle weights where you just knew you could count on them, and a lot of those guys, like you mentioned, are wrestling at the next level, and those aren't always easy things to step into and replace at the varsity level, so how's that going at some of the higher weights?
Well, I'll tell you, our lower weights that you spoke of, from 106, 13, 20, 26, all the way up, they are now the upper middles. So they've all grown. You know, Matt Crossan, for instance, was 13 last year. He'll probably be wrestling anywhere from 38 to 44. Stony Wood is up a couple weights now. Sawyer Nelson, who was our six-pounder last year, will most likely be wrestling 20. So they've all kind of filled up to those upper middles. So again, their varsity experience last year, I know will pay dividends, and now they're going to be wrestling the upperclassmen through those middle upper weights, like you said. But I have no doubt they'll be just fine and make that adjustment very well.
Well, what are some of the things that those younger guys will have to go through this season as they do grow up a little bit, as they do gain weight? And I know that basically from freshman to sophomore and sophomore to junior are just such big transitions. And then it takes, if they want to put the work in, you know, growing from then on, pretty much junior to senior and beyond. But they're just growing naturally at this point, and with that comes some growing pains, so to speak.
Yeah, I would say they've done everything they could to this point. You know, obviously the season hasn't even started yet. We haven't had a single competition, but those guys competed all summer long. They put a lot of time in with their clubs outside of the high school program. They wrestled a lot of freestyle. They went to summer camps. They did a lot of the off-season training that it requires to compete at the 3A level in the state of Iowa. And I know they're excited to get going, but they just have a great approach to a daily improvement process of, hey, I'm going to do what it takes to make sure I'm wrestling at my best. And the mental maturity is what I'm most excited to see out of those young guys. You know, there's so much pressure you put on yourself as a young kid in the varsity lineup, and you've got some seniors looking at you, hoping that you're able to, you know, hold up your end of the deal at the varsity level. But now those guys, again, with the experience, they could relax a little bit, trust their training, trust what they've done. But again, still continue to take that daily improvement approach. That mental maturity, I think, is going to play a huge role in their success throughout this season.
I think one thing you've always given credit to is the Matt Tribe, but the Indianola wrestling program is just big. I mean, even for a school the size of Indianola, there's so many guys that come out, even knowing that varsity spots are hard to come by, but they still want to go out and wrestle. How important is that for the team to have just the numbers out to push the guys each and every week?
Oh, it's huge. And I'd be lying if we don't have some of those issues going on in our program. You know, it's when you're coming into our program and you see a sophomore class like we have, you know, with potentially six or seven guys in the varsity lineup, it's hard as a junior and senior to stick with it. And it's tough because society nowadays will tell you that you need that instant gratification and you need the outside influence to really make it seem like it's worth it. But we fight it every day and try to teach the kids that you know, trust the process, and really success in the sport of wrestling isn't all just wins and losses. It's about the stuff you're learning, the intangibles you're gaining from being around the program, from being pushed physically and mentally, and hopefully they'll buy into that, because you really don't reap those rewards till later in life. You know, even as an adult, you look back at least I do, at the things I learned from my coaches and my teammates and the sport of wrestling that they taught me, that really equate to success beyond athletics. So I just hope they continue to buy into that, and you know, it's part of it. But I think when you look at the 200 Matt Tribers we have coming up, they need someone to look up to, and they need to look up to guys that trust the process and really looking at the betterment of them as individuals.
You jump right into Little Hawkeye Conference action, duel against Newton, and you're on the road for a tournament, and then it's right back at home against DCG, a team that's been competing for a Little Hawkeye Conference title over the last couple of years, and then it's basically at Johnston and the Battle of Waterloo, and that's about as tough of a start as you could ask for, I think, for the guys to go through. Some great wrestlers, some great competitions, and I think a great experience as always, getting you ready for January, February, and beyond.
Yeah, exactly. We kind of designed our schedule intentionally that way. You know, like I said, there's kids chomping at the bit to compete, and we're only 4 days into the season right now, so. But no, with Johnston, that tournament is continues to get tough. I know Dubuque Hempstead added this year, a team we don't really normally see during the season, so it's great to have them added in. North Polk is an up-and-coming program. They've added into the Johnston tournament. They've got some hammers in their squad and will continue to do that with their youth program being so solid. But as far as Little Hawkeye Conference, yeah, you know, we always circle DCG as one that it's kind of a rival duel. And I know their coach up there very, very well. And we know each other personally. And we really enjoy beating each other any opportunity we get.
And then finally, goals, whether it's individual or team. I know you always have them listed up in the wrestling room. And those have been fulfilled over the last couple of years for the most part. But what have you talked about for team goals yet?
I kind of leave that up to the seniors, and honestly, I told them that we're going to get the first week of practice under our belt, and then we're going to sit down on Saturday morning at our morning practice, and we'll get those, we'll put pen to paper on Saturday. But, you know, this is a team that if all the puzzle pieces fall into place, that we could be better than last year from a dual perspective, from a tournament perspective. You know, there's a lot of guys with a sour taste in their mouth after the state tournament last year. There were some guys that were round of 12, you know, a match away from placing, and those are our seniors now, with Ryan Young and Carson Slora and AJ Pontier. You know, Jake placed, but not where he wanted to. So we've got some seniors that really want to make a name for themselves and do well at the end of the season. But, you know, we're hoping to fight for a trophy. There's some highly touted programs out there, some teams that are just loaded. But I think we've got the team that can compete right with them.
Thank you very much. Again, Indianola Head Boys Wrestling Coach Clint Manny. We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.